imagine this. It's around 1942 and the Holocaust has left families separated, children and adults taken hostage, and over 18.6 million killed for their religion, sexual orientation, and or race. There's no sign that Hitler's stopping, gaining support by brainwashing young German teens to join his side. But one girl stands apart from all the rest. Her name is Monica, an 18-year-old German girl. And though she watched her friends turn against her, experienced her family being taken away from her, it has only fueled a monstrous fire inside her, fighting against Hitler and his heinous ways. Even through her ambition, she has to keep a low profile. She doesn't want to become his next target. So in a small meat room under her father's butcher shop, she sneaks Jews into the meat room. At one point, a reporter became interested in her cause and requested an interview session with her, so she hid in a secret underground compartment to be interviewed by a reporter. The interview wasn't released until 1946, after the Holocaust ended. Hallo, wie heißt du und wie alt bist du?
I'm Monica and I'm 18 years old.
Sehr gut. Es ist 1942 und wir sitzen hier in Berlin. So I hear that you are against the Nazi Party, but are German. What do others think about this?
I used to have many friends that agreed and supported my ideas, but they were forced to join Hitler Youth and were brainwashed. I don't even know my friends anymore. We live in a society that it's illegal to even think. Speaking out might as well be announcing your death sentence into the world. So I stay silent. But I have my ways of silently protesting.
What exactly are your views on this epidemic?
It's unfair. These people do not get to choose how they are born. And for them to be killed for something that cannot be controlled, that is despicable. It's inhumane for killing people because they do not fit Hitler's standards, and it's wrong. And it's also invasive. People's homes, my own home, have been searched for religious material.
What made you decide that you were against Hitler's ideas, if I may ask?
When I was younger, I had friends who had their doubts on Hitler, but of course, we knew how to keep our mouths shut, because we knew his power. But when I was 12 years old, I was forced under the law to join this group called Hitler Youth. We were taught Hitler's ideas, and I was encouraged to support him. Unlike my friends, I was too strong-headed for his ideas to stick with me. But I saw something over the years that truly made me fear the Nazis. I saw these people, my friends I've known my whole life, they started changing. The older we got, the more and more they started to change. They were becoming different people, different opinions, different ideas, hell, even different personalities. They were never the same. I saw my friends get brainwashed right before my eyes. I never agreed with Hitler's ideas and belief. They always seemed off in a way to me, but this is when I can really say I was against them.
How does your family feel about your opinion, if they know?
My siblings, or what's left of them, know what I do and how I think. They know what I stand for. They don't entirely disagree with me. But they know the dangers, and they don't want me to put myself in that place. My biggest fear with what I'm doing is that they find my living siblings, what's left of my family, and they, only God knows what happened to them. Pardon me.
Do you often get criticized by others for your point of view?
Again, we live in a society where it's illegal to think. People are always watching you, but there are ways to silently protest, how I protest. I live with a group of people who don't stand for Hitler's beliefs. We own and live in my father's butcher shop. Every so often, we get Jews who are in need of shelter. We take them in, give them basic necessities and protection from the Nazis. Sometimes we get inspected. We hide them in this hatch and then cover the hatch with crates of meat. The meats help throw off the scents of the dogs. If anyone else knew what we were doing, we would be dead where we stood. But there are people like me, people like us, take the risk and stand up for what they believe in.
Ah, danke. I hope you stay safe and stay strong, young Monica. You will do great things in the future. I'm sure of it. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you. You as well.